believe in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And we happen to be in this part of the world in which we don't really experience that. But perhaps at some point in our own history, in our own time, we might get to that point where to stand up for the truth, to stand up for the name of the Lord Jesus might in fact come with very real persecution. Already here in Canada, as well as in the United States, there is concern about what is called hate speech, where there are those who are seeking to put a muzzle on those who want to declare and speak the truth about the moral condition of the world in which we live. Just to remind ourselves that it was John the Baptist who spoke to Herod and gave him a testimony of what was right and what was wrong. He said, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. We know what happened to John the Baptist. And so this is not, should not come to a surprise to any of us that when we have been chosen or when we have realized that we are following the Lord Jesus, it was not only given to us to believe on his name, but it says to also suffer for his name's sake. But what we have at the end of 2 Timothy chapter 3, where Paul outlines the conditions that were about to come, he reminds Timothy about a great resource. A great resource that would enable him to withstand and strengthen him along the way. And that great resource is the scriptures. He reminds Timothy that from a child you knew the scriptures that were able to make you wise unto salvation. I can give God thanks every day when I think about the benefit I had as a child growing up in a home where the scriptures were taught, where I had not only parents but grandparents who took the time to sit us down, sometimes at our own discontent. We're squirming and want to get up, but no, we're going to sit here and we're going to read the scriptures. The scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation. So if there's anyone here who hasn't come to faith in Jesus Christ, it is by the word of God that you may be born anew. For it's the word of God that tells us of our condition and it tells us of God's provision in grace. I just wanted to take a little bit of time this evening to talk about the word of God and its value in life's journey. So I'd like you to turn to a very familiar passage in Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. Beginning to read verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were held that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed in word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. And we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher and found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O foolish and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. And they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened. And they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not, for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have you any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb. And he took it and he did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, Thus it was written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission for sin should be preached in his name among the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Very familiar passage, very familiar account of this exchange between the Lord Jesus and these two who are walking home to Emmaus. And I want you to, for a moment, put yourself in their shoes. Put yourself in their experience. They had been following the Lord Jesus. They had witnessed his miracles, his power. They had hopes and aspirations that he was going to deliver them from the oppression of the Roman government.